Hey, you're just in time. It's a cold winter's day, and the Morrison kids are itching for something to do. So come on, let's join them down Gilead Lane.
See, Dad used to build this whole elaborate chain.
Like what?
Well, I used to pretend.
When one domino goes, and every other piece is affected.
No, Timmy, not that one! Oh, Tim.
Longer than yours, Haley.
Let me see.
It's right here.
I never knew Dad had long hair.
Me neither. Oh, it's so funny, guys.
You gotta see this, Justin. Dad's high school yearbook.
Oh, and look at that.
How can you guys stand it up here? The attic's barely insulated.
We're just looking for something to do.
It's way too cold to play outside today.
It's too cold to play up here. Why don't you just grab a board game from the closet downstairs?
We're sick of all those. Besides, we're not staying up here.
Cool, look at these, you guys.
What'd you find?
A whole set of dominoes. And a bunch of other stuff with it.
What is this?
Looks like a catapult thing.
Yup, that's exactly what it is. Here, let me see it.
And look at this little block. Somebody painted on it.
Yeah, they made it into a little man.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
They drew on this block, too. Made it look like a building.
I wonder who did this.
Dad.
Who?
Dad did. These are his old dominoes.
Oh.
Oh, Brooke and I used to have tons of fun playing with this stuff.
You knew about these and you never told us?
I guess we just forgot about them. Oh, see that old car, too. That was all part of Dad's old setup.
What setup? I thought the dominoes was just a game you played with those little pieces.
Well, you can use it for that, but there's tons of ways to play. I don't even know them all.
What about all this extra stuff?
Oh, see, Dad used to build this whole elaborate chain where the dominoes set off a series of events.
Like what?
Like they hit the toy car and it runs into the next chain of dominoes, and then the last domino hits one end of the catapult and...
Which could send the little guy block flying into a great big bowl of syrup or something, right?
Right. Well, the whole point is that when one domino goes, then every other piece is affected.
Cool. Come on, Haley, let's take this whole thing to the dining room.
I think we should make a little wetsuit for the guy block.
At this rate, it's never gonna change with Luke or Rebecca. They're not any closer to figuring out what their mom's doing back here, and it's been almost 2 months. 2 months they've been shutting themselves up. 2 months they've been forgetting church, youth group, maybe even God. I know. I shouldn't even write that, but the scary part is that I don't even...
Brooke? Honey, I know it's Friday night, but... Don't you have to be at the bed and breakfast early tomorrow?
Yes.
I don't want you to be too tired for work. And from the way you've been dragging your feet around here all night, I think you might need a good rest.
Everybody else is still up. Listen to them in there.
They don't have jobs they need to be up for. Besides, I just put Timmy to bed. We prayed for the Taylors, especially Becca and Luke.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And for you, too.
Thanks.
What about you?
What about me?
Have you been praying lately?
I really just wanted to finish my journal entry, Mom.
Brooke.
You're right. I should get to bed early tonight.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
One part suffers, all parts suffer.
Justin. What are you doing up so early on a Saturday morning?
Morning, Dad.
I thought growing boys needed all kinds of sleep.
I got enough.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. The rate you're going, you're going to pass Mom up this year.
Dad.
Yeah, and I don't want you taller than me until you're in high school. You got it?
Fine by me.
What are you reading there anyway?
A Sunday school Bible study. I just wanted to memorize the verse this morning.
Good. Before anyone gets up and starts the whole dominoes thing again, huh?
Yeah.
What's the verse?
1 Corinthians 12:26, but we studied from 14 to 26.
You learn anything?
Well, I liked it mainly because we go a lot deeper. Like, this is the passage we learned a couple years ago, talking about how the church is like the body, with all different parts,
and each person is gifted to fill their unique position.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haley's class just finished that lesson last week. Now, how are you going deeper with it?
It's just more complicated than each person having their own little role. Says that if one part suffers, every part suffers with it.
And if one part's honored?
I know, the rest rejoice with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just been thinking about...
Morning, Dad.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, good morning, Brookie. Sleep okay?
Yeah, I guess. Why are you up already, Justin?
Well, you know how loud it gets when everybody wakes up around here.
He wanted to get his Bible study done for Sunday school.
Oh.
Yeah, what about you? What did the high school class read this week?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I've had other things to do, okay, Dad?
Whoa.
Well, maybe you need to go back up to your room and start over this morning.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just not really into all that right now.
Not into what? Reading the Bible?
Yeah, I guess. I better get over to the bed and breakfast. It's Becca's first day back at work.
What do you mean you're not into reading the Bible? I thought you read it every day.
I guess I did.
So why...
I don't really miss it.
Brooke?
Sorry. I mean it. I really do have to get over there, and I'm gonna go to Becca's after work, Dad.
No. No, you'll come home as soon as you're done at the bed and breakfast.
But, Dad,
I said you will come home, young lady. It's not up for arguments.
Fine. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So scrubbing this floor is pretty sick, but it is good to be back here.
No kidding. We're finally getting some time together.
Don't start that again, Brooke. I see you every day at school.
Yeah, but, well, on the weekends anyway.
Yeah.
You know, since you and Luke don't go to church anymore.
I told you, Luke and I, we just don't feel like any of that makes much sense right now. Okay?
I know what you mean.
What?
Nothing.
Perfect. Mm. Tiffany.
Oh, you two are working.
Nice to see you too, Tiffany. Could you take your shoes off since we're washing the floor?
Tiffany, you're getting snow all over the place. And we just washed there.
Whoops. Guess you'll just have to rewash that part. Where's Mrs. Donner? My mother wants me to give these boxes to her.
She's in her office.
Don't you want to know what's in these?
Not really.
They're your new uniforms. I told Mother you girls looked sloppy last time I saw you here. And Mother always wants the help to look spotless.
Well, I guess the sooner you take those back to Mrs. Donner, the sooner the help can get cleaned up.
Cute. So, Becca, I see you finally made it back to work.
Not really up for chit-chat, Tiff.
I suppose you're glad your mom's not staying here for you to accidentally run into.
Tiffany, not now.
From what Joan told my mother anyway, you probably won't have many chances to run into her at all.
What?
Since no one really knows how long she's going to stay in town this time.
What are you talking about, Tiffany?
The lease. When she signed the papers for our apartment downtown, she asked for a month-to-month lease.
What?
Uh-oh. Did I just say something I shouldn't have?
Why don't you just go do what you came here to do?
I thought you knew. I'm so sorry.
Go find Mrs. Donner, Tiffany.
I'm right here. Was there something you wanted, Tiffany Richter?
Here. Mother wants you to give the help new uniforms.
The help? Becca and Brooke look perfectly all right to me. But I suppose it'll be useful to have an extra set on hand. The floor looks great, girls.
Thanks, Mrs. Donner.
I think it looks filmy.
Thank you, Tiffany, for dropping these off. Have a nice afternoon.
But I wasn't
leaving. Come now. We don't want to keep you from anything important. Besides, we don't want to distract the help any more than we already have, do we?
Well, I never!
Okay, girls, come on, let's get back to work.
And there goes that half.
We have to be more careful with the table.
Oh, I think we should just set things up in a different order on this half anyway.
What do you mean? You're not going to take the ooze bucket out, are you?
Oh, I wish.
No, Mikey, don't worry. Oh. But since we keep knocking part of it over before we finish it, well, we might as well try to spread it out a little more.
And add some stuff?
Yeah.
What else did you and Brooke use when you used to play?
Well, we used a lot more levers, and we even used some string, those little wheels over there, to set up a pulley system.
Can you show us how to do that?
Oh, that's so cool.
You guys still haven't gotten the dominoes to stay standing?
You want to help us?
Work was fine, and no, I don't want to help.
Oh, but remember how much fun we used to have with these, Brooke?
Yeah, well, That was a long time ago.
But Justin said he used to have really good ideas.
Yeah, and you never do anything with us anymore. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but there's some stuff I really wanted to go write about, okay?
Please, Brooke.
I'll be upstairs.
Okay. What's wrong with her lately?
She's always so crabby.
Oh, come on, you guys. Just leave her alone.
Well, at least you'll still help us.
You know, well, I think you guys are gonna hang this.
Huh? What? Now you're too good for us?
No, but Brooke's right. It was a long time ago.
You didn't think so before Brooke walked in.
I thought you were gonna help us with a pulley thing.
Yeah, how are we supposed to know what to do?
I just don't feel like it anymore, okay? Oh, play with Timmy. He'll love it.
He doesn't know what you know. Hey, what are you guys building with those?
We're not sure yet. Be careful if you're gonna stay in there.
Why is this domino so big?
No, Timmy, not that one! Oh, Tim.
Thanks for helping me close this door today, Luke.
No problem.
What about me?
You worked at the B&B. You just got here.
Hey.
Okay, you guys. Everything here's taken care of, and I left dinner for you in the fridge for tonight.
You sure you just don't want to stay home with us?
Yeah. I'd love to stay home with you, too. But I told your mom that I would meet her at the Sunrise Grove.
Why are you even trying, Dad?
Rebecca, we've been through this. Your mother wants to talk about some things.
What things?
I don't know. Look, I'm not the enemy here. And I want to know just as much as you do why your mom thinks it was a good thing to come back here.
It's not worth it, Dad. She'll probably be gone tomorrow.
What? Rebecca.
No, it's true. Tiffany told me.
Tiffany Richter? Since when did she ever say anything worth listening to?
Your mom just got an apartment in town, Becca. She's not going to just take off.
Then why'd she refuse to sign a year-long lease?
Huh? What?
Yeah. She said she just wants to go month to month. And don't call her my mom.
Rebecca.
Is that true, Bex?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. But I said I'd be there, and I need to go. Luke, walk your sister home, okay?
Yeah, bye, Dad.
Of course I'm going to play. I'm pretty good when it comes to dominoes. Hey, I am. And since it's Brooke and Justin's turn to do the dinner dishes, my schedule is open.
Oh, they don't want to play anyway. They're too grown up for this game.
Hey, wait a minute. What does that mean? Mom and I can't play either?
Of course not.
You have to show us how you use some of that old stuff we found in the dominoes.
Yeah.
If he remembers, Mikey.
Oh, if I remember. Why, yeah, I gotta get you.
No. The only big rule Dad and I have is no arguing allowed around the domino table. Understood?
I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
And I get to play too, right?
Well, of course that's right,
Timmy.
Timmy.
Hey. Oh, look at all this. I forgot I even had some of this stuff. Oh, Mary, look at that block over there.
What is that?
Remote control.
Oh, I thought it was a building.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I used to pretend.
I guess.
What else did you guys find up there?
I don't know. Some more old junk, like clothes and worn-out shoes and a couple yearbooks.
Oh, yeah. Dad, I didn't know you had long hair.
Come on. That was a long time ago.
It was so long.
Yeah, he was so handsome.
The dishes are done, Mom and Dad. I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh, no,
me too.
Come on, you guys want to sit down with the family for a while?
No, Dad, I just want to be alone.
What? Are you going to journal some more?
Maybe. Why?
It's just all you ever do anymore.
Really?
Justin, you sure you don't want to play some dominoes with his pal?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Fine, going up to your rooms. We'll call you two down later. Maybe. If we have some ice cream.
See you guys.
Mary, we need to talk to Brooke tonight. We let this go on for almost 2 months.
And it's not getting any better.
And I've had enough watching her try to come to peace with God in the middle of a Taylor struggle. Not to mention how she's been behaving lately.
I know. I agree. After ice cream, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Are you guys going to help us build this thing or not?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry. Where do you want to start?
Thanks for meeting me here tonight, Ben.
Sure.
There's some... Oh.
Joan, are you okay?
Yes. Waitress?
Sure, what do you need, sweetie?
Could I get some more water, please?
You bet.
Here, you can have mine if you need it right away.
Thanks.
What is it? Are you getting one of your headaches?
No, I'm... It's fine. It's just...
Here you go, honey. Now you just let me know if you need anything else.
Sure.
Thanks.
I'm okay now, Ben.
Good. So, what is it you want to talk about, Joan? Is it about coming back? Are you going to tell me why you're here?
Well, let's not beat around the bush.
I'm sorry, but this hasn't been easy.
I know it hasn't.
And I'll just be honest with you. I don't want you hurting those kids again.
Ben.
No. You need to listen to me. We've heard that you might not even be sticking around.
What?
Your apartment. We heard that you wouldn't sign a year lease. And I can't do this again, Joan. I can't let you do this to the twins.
Ben?
Walk in and out of their lives,
Ben,
with...
Stop. There's something I need to tell you.
All right, guys, that's enough fun for one night.
Come on, you heard your father. Put your dishes in the sink and get upstairs.
That's right. We have church tomorrow. We need some sleep.
And everyone got their Sunday school lessons done, right?
Yes, I did.
And Timmy, you can tell us your memory verse over and over tomorrow at breakfast since you forgot it last week.
Mm. Does Brooke have to, too? She didn't know hers either.
Timmy. Oh?
You didn't remember your verse last week, Brooke?
I never learned it.
Good night, Mom and Dad.
Good night, guys. Love you.
I'll be up to kiss you.
What do you mean, honey? You never learned it.
I just didn't. And I think I'm just going to meet you at church tomorrow.
Excuse me?
You'll do what?
I'm just going to skip Sunday school. No one goes anyway.
Yeah, I think I'll skip too. I'll just come with Brooke.
You will not.
Justin, you'll leave with the rest of the family at 8:45 a.m. Now please, go upstairs, son. Get ready for bed.
Okay. Night.
Good night.
Night.
Well, I'm going to bed too.
No, you're not going anywhere just yet.
But...
Sit down, Brooke.
Luke, Becca, can you guys come down here a minute?
What did Joan have to say?
When's she leaving this time?
Sit down a minute. Your mom isn't gonna run out on you.
What, did she give you a promise or something?
Don't call her our mom.
There's a reason that your mother came back.
Well, are you going to tell us?
I can't. She needs to be the one to tell you.
I'm not talking to her.
Can you put aside your anger and let Mom talk to you?
She's not my mother. She threw that away and you can't give it back to her.
Rebecca.
Can you blame her, Dad? You leave here telling us you're on our team and you come back wanting us to call her Mommy?
For real?
You know that's not true. But I am still your father and I am telling you that I expect you to listen to me. You need to give your mom a chance.
What I do now, Dad?
Well, I've had enough of this attitude, young lady.
What attitude?
You know perfectly well what attitude. First of all, you do not tell us that you're skipping Sunday school. That's not your decision to make. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Second, I don't think it's such a good idea for you to be spending time with Becca or Luke right now.
Dad, they need me.
Hey, Brooke.
Do not raise your voice at me.
But don't you even care about Luke and Becca? Just want me to drop out of their lives.
Now, you watch your tone. It's because we care about them that we don't think you should be around them.
By buying into their depression, you're hurting them, Brooke. You're not showing them any light and leading them toward truth.
But they need me.
They need you. To do what, Brooke? Are you helping them by not being into your Bible anymore?
Dad.
No. No, I want you to answer me, because that's the approach you seem to be taking.
Instead of praying, you're journaling. Instead of trying to learn what God might want to teach you during all this, you're trying to shut him out.
There. And does that help them? When everything else in their world is falling apart right now, does it help them to have their best friend confirm their doubts that God doesn't love them and that he doesn't care?
I don't know what else to do. Nothing makes sense right now.
You're right, Brooke. Things don't make sense. But you see, that doesn't give you the right to give up on God.
But nothing's changing.
Nothing we can see, maybe. But that doesn't mean God's not working.
Now, what disappoints me the most is that when you reach that conclusion, that God must not be doing anything, you didn't even come to me or Mom.
Honey.
You just decided that you should try to push God out of your life.
But it didn't really make a difference.
Brooke, I don't think I have ever seen you as unhappy and unsure of yourself as you've been for almost 2 months now, since you've started playing with this disobedience toward God.
Disobedience?
Yes. You barely talk to him anymore. You hardly ever read his word and hear what he has to say. You aren't listening to the authority he's placed in your life. Instead, you're trying to call your own shots and do your own thing.
Dad.
No, I'm not finished. Just a second. It's bad enough that you're doing this to yourself, but you're forgetting that you are part of this family.
I know.
You are not an island, Brooke-Elise Morrison. What you do and how you behave affects every other person in this house.
Have you thought about Justin?
Yeah.
Your brother's getting old fast, Brooke. Oh, he respects you. He sees you as a model for maturity.
Even with the dominoes tonight, when Brooke skips family time, then Justin does too. You tell us you're not going to Sunday school, and neither is he.
You go through a hard time when God doesn't make sense to you. But instead of hanging on through it all and trusting your Heavenly Father, what, you tell Justin that God doesn't really love us or care for us? And Justin believes you. You're taking away from him, honey, the only truth and security worth having in this world.
Dad, please.
So, do you want to tell me again that you're pushing God away hasn't made a difference?
No, sir.
Oh, you're miserable, Brookie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Didn't mean to hurt anyone. Oh, I didn't mean to mess Justin up. I know God loves me. I've been so awful.
Oh, sweet.
And I feel like I can't do anything.
Right.
No.
That's right. It's because you can't, sweetie. The pain the Taylors are going through is not yours to fix.
I know.
I think you know. See, but you're not believing it. All we can do is love them and pray for them. It's up to God to heal them. Now, are you ready to listen to me?
What?
From now on, when everything in this world gets too heavy, and you feel like you don't even know how to pray anymore, you need to do a better job of coming straight to me and your mom, so we can help you find your way back to God.
Okay, Dad. I will.
God gave you to us to love and protect and train up to know and love him. Mm. And we happen to like that job.
Although, we will consider giving you back if you keep up the smart mouth and the bad attitude.
Oh, Dad.
Is it too late?
Sorry, and I'll talk to Justin in the morning.
All right.
Now that a girl.
When a friend needs you, when they need someone to lean on, you can be there for them. But just make sure you're fortifying yourself with God's word. Otherwise, you'll be like a row of dominoes. The pain and the trials of those close to you will bring you down as well. It is very important to love your neighbor, and that means being there for them when they're in trouble and hurting. But you have to give them what Jesus brought to this world, both grace and truth. Offering grace to a hurting friend means extending the gentleness and understanding of Jesus' love. To offer truth is showing your friend that their only real hope is found in God's Word. Listen to this verse. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Well, let's hope Brooke is able to look past her own grief for the Taylor family and really be able to point them toward hope in Christ. Today's episode, The Domino Effect, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. It was written and directed by Beth Cole, produced by Simon Guevara, engineered by Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. The executive producer, you know it, it's Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob. Hey, nice to meet you. Come back next time. Down Gilead Lane.